Good morning, I'm Vince Lancy, and this is the Goldfix morning meeting. Let's get started. Today's market rundown, we're going to be talking about a new report by Crédit Agricole on gold and what it means for the precious metals markets in general. Then we'll look at some market-driving news, but first, let's look at the markets themselves. I'll leave a chart up for you while we're doing that. The dollar is down 6 at 102.67. The 10-year bond is unchanged at 4.08. S&P 500 is down 15 handles at 51.12. The VIX is trading 15.59, a little bit elevated after last week. Gold is down 10 cents at 21.78 and 67 cents. Silver is up 2 cents, 24.32. So the market is the gold, silver play is they've taken their foot off the throat of silver for a minute. Copper is up almost 2 cents at 388. Bitcoin is ramping again at 4.7%. Quick comment on that. On Sunday nights, you will, when there's a new product like Bitcoin is in the US markets, you will frequently see the market hover below an important level. In this case, that was 70,000. And that's the banks trying to assess what their, while the banks try to assess what their flows will be for Monday morning. And as they figure that out, the market will discount that. So we're probably going to have a lot of buying when the open for Bitcoin coming out of US investors. Doesn't mean it goes up after the open, it just means that there's buying coming in. How it acts after the open will be key for the rest of the day. Okay, so just keep that in mind. Ethereum keeping pace at 4051. Palladium and platinum are both up 1.65 and 1.86% at 1035 and 925, respectively. Energy. Oil is down 30 cents at 77.64. That market has been sleepy but firm. I think Smart Talk is looking at power generation with the increasing footprint of Bitcoin in the US. And so I think energy stocks are probably something to look at, especially with AI and the chips that are being used, et cetera, yada, yada, yada. $1.77, natural gas last down a penny, almost a percentage point. See how that works. Soybean, corn, and wheat are all down. Corn down 86 basis points, wheat down 38, and soybean down 58 basis points. Well, soybeans under the teens for a while again. That's a bummer for those of us who like that. This chart here, if you're wondering what that is, one of the founders had suggested a 50. He looks at the 50-day moving average, and we brought it down to the 1 hour, and it gives a nice trend for what's going on right now. So I drew a trend line underneath that. And the trade for us tactically is you want to watch how gold behaves on the hourly chart as it touches that trend line. And if the trend line holds, you will see the RSI not get below this level. And if that happens, you're a buyer. On the other hand, if it breaks below this line, you want to be careful. If it breaks this line, there could be a sell-off coming. Anyway, that's a day trading concept. All right, let's get to the main event, right? All right. There is the front page. We put out three stories this weekend. The first one about central bank buying again, which was a broad statement. This one, we're going to be looking at this one here, the Crédit Agricole report, and then the BTFP facility is scheduled to end today. I'm not sure exactly what ending means, but it's something to watch for in the markets. So let's get to the Crédit Agricole report. Over the last, I've talked about this several times, but as a lead-in, since December 3rd, there have been patterns that I've recognized in the gold market. And those patterns are a market that's been accumulated by the smartest kind of money. And that money is the type of people that are the type of people that buy dips. They don't buy strength, and they let the market come to them. They can afford to do that. They don't chase. They're not momentum buyers. And the personality of the market during that time frame seemed a little bit sleepy after December 3rd. You know, I mean, elevated for sure, but a little sleepy. Anyway, during that time frame, we had mentioned several times, there was no speculative fund interest. ETFs were being sold. Everyone knows about that. We've been talking about that for years, not ETFs themselves, but the disinvestment of the West. And CTAs, which are a fun cohort to watch, were not specific, were not particularly bullish. They were buying it, but they weren't crazy. You know, in silver, they're not even long. They just got long, by the way. So anyway, so that said, there's only one conclusion from that. That's central bank buying. If the open interest is going down, and the ETF volumes or open interest is going down, and there's no data saying investors are buying gold, but the price keeps going up, well, someone else is buying it. That someone else is not in the US. And that's an over-the-counter trade. Anyway, we've been saying that for a while. No bank has said that. They won't say that. We're not going to get into why they won't say that, but it's interesting when banks, which their job is to know everything, say things like, we don't know. Isn't this interesting? I wonder why that's happening. Okay, well, one bank finally broke the silence, and that's Crédit Agricole. They're not a player in metals, but they know the FX markets very well. And here's that story. We're going to just run through a little bit of it. The main title is Looking for Trump Hedges, You Will Be Surprised. And it's an excellent run through of pros and cons of Trump Biden winning. Anyway, I think it's very good, but buried inside of it was a very nice, very concise insight into gold. And well, we're going to read some of that to you. XAU, just for the record, the gold price hit a new all-time high in recent days, fueling some questions about the drivers of the move. Indeed, a look at the XAU's traditional drivers, like the level of global real rates and yields, as well as the path of the US dollar, would suggest that neither can explain the latest rally of the precious metal. Continuing below the graph, moreover, with global sentiment still largely robust, there seems to be little evidence that demand for safe havens is behind gold's recent gains. This seems to be particularly the case given that its rally went hand in hand with the rally in Bitcoin and is also seen as a real asset, but that is positively correlated with risk appetite. A look at market positioning would further suggest there is no evidence that speculative demand for gold is driving the latest price action. This leaves us with one explanation, that the latest XAU rally reflects growing demand from central banks or sovereign wealth funds, we would add. According to the latest data courtesy of the IMF, gold in central bank reserves has grown by more than 1% on average between January 24 and January 23. The latest price action in gold could suggest that the demand has intensified in recent weeks. Yeah, it's more than 1% on pace. So this chart here, I'll blow it out a little bit for you. Here's the whole concept.